Cal/OSHA opens comment period on proposed modifications to walk-around rule. On July 1, 2026, the California Division of Occupational Safety and Health, Cal/OSHA, issued a notice of proposed modifications to the walk-around rule, which would govern when employer representatives and employee-authorized representatives may accompany Cal/OSHA personnel during workplace inspections. Quick Hits Cal/OSHA is considering modifications to its proposed workplace inspection regulation after receiving oral and written comments following an April 1, 2026, public hearing. The proposed rule would define the roles of employer representatives and employee-authorized representatives during workplace inspections. Under the proposed rule, an employee-authorized representative may be a fellow employee, a third party, or a collective bargaining representative. The proposed rule would not alter the basic consent and warrant framework for Cal/OSHA inspections, but it could significantly affect how employers manage the walk-around portion of an inspection once a Cal/OSHA inspector is on site. The notice opened a 15-day public comment period with written comments due by July 16, 2026 at 11:59 p.m. On February 13, 2026, Cal/OSHA issued a notice of proposed rulemaking to add Section 331.8 to Title 8 of the California Code of Regulations, addressing employer representative and representative authorized by employees during workplace inspections. Following a public hearing on April 1, 2026, and a public comment period, Cal/OSHA announced modifications to the proposed section and invited further written comments. California Labor Code Section 631 provides that during a Cal/OSHA inspection, both an employer representative and an employee-authorized representative shall have the opportunity to accompany the inspector. Cal/OSHA has noted that no California regulation currently implements or interprets the term representative authorized by his or her employees as used in Labor Code Section 6314D. To fill this gap, the proposal defines an employee-authorized representative as a fellow employee, a third party, or a collective bargaining representative. In addition, a non-employee, non-union third party may accompany a Cal/OSHA inspector if the inspector determines that 1) good cause exists, and 2) the individual's participation is reasonably necessary to conduct an effective and thorough inspection. In developing the proposal, Cal/OSHA looked to the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration's, OSHA, Worker Walkaround Representative Designation Process, which became effective on May 31, 2024. Because California operates an OSHA-approved state plan, Cal/OSHA has stated that its workplace inspection rights and procedures must be at least as effective as OSHA's current procedures. Current Inspection Framework. Under the current framework, Cal/OSHA has broad statutory authority to access, enter, and inspect workplaces. That authority, however, remains subject to statutory limits and the reasonable search requirements of the U.S. Constitution and the California Constitution. Key provisions include entry requirements. Cal/OSHA. Inspectors generally must obtain either employer consent or an inspection warrant before entering a workplace. Evidence obtained through an unlawful inspection may be suppressed. Consent standards. Consent must be freely and voluntarily given and may not rest on mere submission to an express or implied assertion of government authority. An employer's failure to object does not, by itself, establish implied consent. Consent may be provided by the property owner or by any individual whom the inspector reasonably and in good faith believes has authority to grant access, such as a site superintendent or personnel manager. Scope of the consent inquiry. Whether valid consent was given is a fact-specific determination. Cal/OSHA is not required to advise the employer of its right to refuse entry, but if it relies on consent to justify a warrantless inspection, it bears the burden of proving that consent was voluntary. Proposed changes to the walk-around requirements. Proposed Section 331.8 would establish a more specific framework governing the participation of employer representatives, employee-authorized representatives, and third parties during Cal/OSHA inspections. The principal changes include walk-around rights. Both employer and employee-authorized representatives would have the opportunity to accompany the inspector, who could also permit additional representatives to participate. Representative qualifications. An employee-authorized representative may be an employee, a collective bargaining representative, or another third party. A non-employee, non-union representative may participate only if the inspector determines that good cause exists and the person's involvement is reasonably necessary to conduct an effective and thorough inspection. Relevant considerations include industry expertise, worksite knowledge, familiarity with particular work processes, and language or communication skills. Dispute resolution and inspector authority. The inspector would be in charge of inspections and would have authority to resolve disputes over who qualifies as an authorized representative. Discretion, Cal/OSHA has explained, is intended to prevent delays or interference with the inspection process. The inspector could also limit the scope of representatives' interactions with each other and with employees to ensure the inspection remains fair, effective, and appropriately focused, and could deny accompaniment rights to any person whose conduct interferes with a fair and orderly inspection. Trade secrets. At the employer's request, any employee-authorized representative in an area containing trade secrets must be an employee assigned to that area or a representative the employer has authorized to enter it. If no such person is available, the inspector must consult with a reasonable number of employees who work in that area regarding safety and health matters. Practical significance of proposal. The proposed rule shifts the focus from whether Cal/OSHA can enter a workplace to who may participate once an inspection is underway. While the existing framework centers on lawful access, consent, warrants, and the authority of the person granting entry, proposed Section 331.8 addresses the composition and conduct of the walk-around team itself. The most significant proposed change for employers is the expanded role of non-employee third parties. Under the proposal, a broad range of individuals could join an inspection at the inspector's discretion, including not only technical safety specialists, but also people with relevant knowledge of workplace hazards, similar industry experience, or language and communication skills. This would materially widen the universe of people who may be present during an inspection beyond what employers have traditionally encountered. Cal/OSHA has stated that the proposed rule could improve inspection quality by providing access to specialized knowledge and encouraging employee involvement. At the same time, it would vest inspectors with greater responsibility for determining who may participate and for managing the dynamics of the walk-around, decisions that, under the current framework, employers have had more practical ability to influence. If adopted, the rule could make Cal/OSHA inspections materially more complex, particularly in non-union workplaces, where employee-authorized representatives have historically played little role in the walk-around process. Employers may encounter more frequent requests from worker advocates, technical experts, interpreters, or other individuals to participate as third parties, citing relevant knowledge or communication skills. Disputes over representative qualifications may also arise more commonly at the outset of inspections, with the inspector resolving disagreements in real time under the proposed framework. The proposed rule could also affect employer decisions regarding consent. Cal/OSHA has acknowledged that some employers refuse consent to inspections and that refusals may increase if employers object to the presence of an employee-authorized representative. In Cal/OSHA's view, the proposed rule would provide stronger grounds for obtaining inspection warrants that include access for necessary representatives. Employer preparation considerations. In light of these proposed changes, employers may wish to evaluate the following: identifying who within the organization has authority to grant or deny consent to an inspection, designating the employer's walk-around representative in advance, establishing a protocol for responding to proposed third-party representatives, including criteria for objecting to participation, addressing access controls for trade secret, confidential, or safety-sensitive areas, and clarifying which supervisors, managers, or safety personnel may interact with inspectors and who should be contacted before an inspection begins. Next steps. Interested persons may submit written comments on the proposed modifications in the following ways: by email to walkaroundrule@ddr.ca.gov, by mail to Silas Shaver, Staff Counsel Cal/OSHA, Legal Unit, 1515 Clay Street, Suite 1901, Oakland, California, 94612. The written comment period closes on July 16, 2026, at 11:59 p.m. Comments received regarding the proposed regulatory action will be made available on the agency's website. Ogletree Deacons California Offices and Workplace Safety and Health Practice Group will continue to monitor developments with Cal/OSHA's proposed modifications to the walk-around rule and will provide updates on the California and Workplace Safety and Health blogs as additional information becomes available. Nicole A. Nalloway is a shareholder in the Orange County office of Ogletree Deacons. Valentina Komar is an associate in the Orange County office of Ogletree Deacons. Logan Hanna is a law student currently participating in the Summer Associate Program in the Orange County office of Ogletree Deacons. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn. Instagram. Webinars. Podcasts.